If you read that Job chapter 14, verse 7, it says, for there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. He talks about the tree and the branch. That there is hope for the tree, even though it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch of that tree will not wither away, will not die. So the two factors I want to bring out from this scripture is the tree and the branch. The tree and the branch. Last time I was telling us that the tree represents us, humanity. How that, or our situation, sometimes it seems like our situation, there is no hope. But through the introduction of the presence and the power of God, our situation can turn around. Things can become better. But I saw another thing from this scripture, that the tree represents something also, and the branch also represents something. Now, what does the tree represent? And what does the branch represent? For the clarity of this insight, let me take you to another scripture. Let me show you another scripture. Turn with me to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. And in verse, let's read verse 1, then we go to verse 5. Jesus speaking, he said, I am the true vine. I am the tree. You know what a vine is. A vine is a tree. I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman, is the vine dresser. Now, go to verse 5. He said, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Jesus said, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. You see? Now, going back to our anchor scripture in Job chapter 14, verse 7, it talks about the tree and the branch. So, the tree represent Jesus Christ, while the branch represent believers in Christ. Jesus is the tree. Jesus is the vine. And we are the branches. We are the branches. So, the title of this message is The Truth About You and Jesus. If Jesus is the branch, if Jesus is the vine, the tree, and we are the branches, there are certain truths we need to know about we and Jesus. The truth about you and Jesus. So, quickly, I'm going to be giving us three facts about you and Jesus. Three things you need to know about you and Jesus. Number one, you are one with Jesus. You are one with Jesus. You see the connection of the tree with the branch. You cannot separate the branch from the tree. They are interwoven. They are connected to each other. The tree and the branch is the same thing. So, the first thing I want you to know about you and Jesus is that you are one with him. You are one with him. Let me give you a scriptural reference of that. 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 17. 1 John chapter 5 verse 17. Bible says, First John chapter 4, verse 17. He said, hearing is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he, Jesus, is, so are we in this world. As Jesus is in heaven, so are we in this world. We are one with Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and in verse 17. Look at what 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 says. It says, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. By our unity with Christ, by our faith in him, by our salvation, we have become one with Jesus. That as he is in heaven, so are we here on earth. Just the way the tree and the branch is connected, are one. So are we one with Jesus. Now when we say we are one with Jesus, what are we trying to say? It means we have the same nature with Jesus. The nature that you have as a believer in Christ is different from the nature that the unbeliever have. The unbeliever have the Adamic nature in them, the nature of sin that was inherited from Adam via birth. You know, by the sin that Adam and Eve committed in the Garden of Eden, eating of the fruit of the tree of good of knowledge and evil, there was a nature that they inherited from Satan, is the nature of sin. So any man born of a woman carries the nature of sin. That was what David was trying to say in Psalm chapter 51, verse 5. He said, I was conceived in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. In Romans chapter 5 verse 12, where he said, by one man disobedient, Adam, he said, death was introduced and everyone died. So, everyone that is born of a woman that have not yet received Christ as Lord and Savior carries the nature of sin and death. That person is eternally separated from God. That if he doesn't receive Christ and he dies in that state, he goes to hell, not because of the sin he committed. What makes you a sinner is not because of the sins you commit. It's a nature that you inherited from birth as a result of the sin of Adam. But when you come to Christ, when you receive Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, your nature changes. You no longer have the nature of sin, where sin has dominion over you, where you are subject to the power of sin. But your nature is transformed into the nature of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, Bible says, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. You see, your old nature of sin is passed away. All things are becoming new in the sense that you now have the nature of God, the divine nature, the nature of righteousness. You no longer have that nature of sin. So, being one with Jesus means you have the same nature with him. The nature of Jesus is the nature of righteousness. So, if you are one with Jesus, you should live like Jesus lived. The Bible says that Jesus loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Jesus lived a righteous life. Jesus lived a holy life. It was a nature that found expression through his body. So if you are one with Jesus as he is in heaven, so are we here on earth, then are you really living like Jesus? The lifestyle that you are living today as a believer, does it really shows that of Christ? That nature of righteousness that makes you see sin and abstain from it. Bible says that the foundation of the law standeth sure, having this seal on it, having this nature, he that is of Christ should depart from iniquity. That is 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 19. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19 says, seeing the foundation of the law, 2 Timothy 2 verse 19, he says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, having this nature with the Lord. For the Lord knoweth them that are his, those that have the same nature with him. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Let those that have the nature of Christ like him, that are one with him, let them depart from iniquity. So if truly you have the nature of Christ, then you should depart from iniquity. You should live a righteous life. What is the nature of God all about? The nature of God is the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. You know, Bible listed the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5 and in verse 22. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit, or the nature of Christ, the nature of God is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, that is patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, that is self-control. These are the nature of Christ. The nature of Christ is the nature of love, is the nature of peace, is the nature of patience, is the nature of gentleness, of goodness, of faithfulness, of meekness, of self-control. If you are one with Christ and you have the same nature with him, then you should express love. You should express joy. You should express peace, patience. You should be gentle. You should be good. You should be full of faith. You should be meek, humble, and self-control. This is the nature of Christ. So if you are one with Christ, and it means you have the same nature with him, then express that nature. As I'm bringing this consciousness to you, I see you walking in the nature of Christ. I see you living that life of love, that life of joy, that life of patience, that life of goodness, that life of faithfulness, that life of meekness, that life of self-control, in the name of Jesus Christ. When we say you are one with Christ, what does it mean? It means you are closely related to Jesus. You are closely related to him. God is our Father. Jesus is the firstborn, our elder brother. And we are sons and daughters in the family of God. Back in those days when Jesus had not died and resurrected, you can't call God Father. He may be your creator, but he's not your father. It was only Jesus that was the son in that family. But thank God for what Jesus did. By the virtue of his death, burial, and resurrection, we have been included into the family of God. Jesus is the firstborn, and we are his brothers and sisters in the family of God. You are closely related to Jesus. You are not a stranger. Bible called us adopted children, that we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Jesus is your brother. Jesus is my brother. We are closely related with Christ. Just the way you cannot separate the tree from the branch. They are closely related to each other. That is how we are closely related to Jesus. This speaks of intimacy with Christ. You are not far from him. It's not like he is in heaven and you are here on earth and you are trying to reach him. The Bible says we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. You can call God Father. You can call Jesus brother. You remember when he was teaching, and then some people came and told him that your mother, your brother and sister are looking for you outside. He asked them, who is my mother? Who is my brother? He said, anyone that doeth the will of my father, the same is my mother, is my brother, my sister. And what is the will of God? Jesus said the will of God is what? Is to believe in whom he has sent. So the will of God is to believe in Jesus, is to be saved. So if you believe in Jesus, you have accepted him as Lord and Savior. That is the will of God you have done. And Jesus said, you are the one that is his brother, you are the one that is his mother, you are the one that is his sister. So Jesus is your brother. You are closely related to him. You may come from a natural family, but there's another family you have, a spiritual family, far greater than the natural family. The family where there is eternal righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You are closely related to Jesus. You are one with him. You have the same nature with him. You are closely related to him. Do not see yourself as somebody far away from God. You are closely related to him through Jesus Christ. Number two fact about you and Jesus is that it is your responsibility to bear fruits. And it is Christ's responsibility to sustain you. I say that again. It is your responsibility to bear fruits, and it is Christ's responsibility to sustain you. You know, John chapter 15, verse 5, here we read, he said, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He said, he that abideth in me bringeth forth much fruit. Fruits are not born in the stem. Fruits are born in the branches. And Jesus said, you are the branch, and he is the vine. So it is your responsibility as a branch to bear fruit. Why it is Jesus' responsibility to sustain you? You know, the branch draws its life from the vine, the stem. As it draws water from the root, it supplies it to the branches. So it is the responsibility of the stem to supply water, to supply life to the branch. The moment you cut the branch from the stem, it's just a matter of time that branch will die off. Jesus was talking in that John chapter 15. He said in John chapter 15, when he talked about him being the vine and the Father being the vine dresser, he said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it that he may bring forth much fruit. You know, so if you cut the branch from the tree, the branch cannot survive on its own. What sustains the branch is the vine, is the tree, is the stem. But as long as the branch is connected to the stem, the branch bears fruit. So it is the responsibility of the vine to sustain the branch, to supply water, to supply life to it. And it is the responsibility of the branch to bear fruit. So if Jesus say we are the branches and he is the vine, his whole responsibility is to sustain us. He is the one that supplies the life, the spiritual life, the physical life. And it's our responsibility as branches to bear fruit. What are these fruits that we are talking about? The fruit of the Spirit. We just read Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, when he was listing the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, meekness, self-control. It is our responsibility as a branch to express this before people around us. As branch, we are to bear the fruit of the Spirit in love, in patience, in goodness, in faithfulness, in gentleness, in kindness, in self-control. It is our responsibility to express this fruit. Another way of bearing fruit is the fruit of souls. To bear the fruit of souls. It's our responsibility to bear the fruit of souls. The fruit of souls. I think in John chapter 15. Yes, John chapter 15 and in verse 16. Look at what Jesus said. He said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that the fruit should remain." The fruit is referring here as souls. He was commissioning the disciples to go and win souls to his kingdom and to establish them in the faith. He said, go and bear fruit to win the souls, and not that the souls should remain. They should be established in the faith, in the kingdom. So, our responsibility as branches is to go and bear fruit of souls. The question is, how many fruit of souls have you bore as a branch since you came to the saving grace of Christ, since you became born again? Which fruit have you bore? Which soul have you won to God that you can say, this is my fruit in this kingdom? Are you going out to bear fruit as a branch? Are you really bearing fruit of souls to the kingdom? Going out to preach the gospel to see souls being saved? It is your responsibility to do that. Jesus have paid the price. He has done everything that is needed for humanity to be saved, and now he's sitting in heaven. He won't come down from heaven to come and preach the gospel and win souls to his kingdom. It is our responsibility to go out there and preach the gospel and see that souls are saved. When we go out to preach the gospel and souls are saved, that is fruit bearing. That is fruit bearing in soul winning. It is our responsibility to do that. And it is the responsibility of Christ to supply the grace for us to do that. He gives us the grace, and we are to go out to go and preach the gospel for souls to be saved. That is our responsibility as branch. He is the one that supplies the grace for us. But it's our responsibility for us to go out. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, the Bible, Jesus said I am with you even to the end of the age. In Mark chapter 15 and in verse 20, the Bible said they went and preached everywhere, and Jesus walking with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders. They went and preached and bore fruits or souls, and Jesus walked with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders. So it is our responsibility to bear the fruit of souls. So I urge you to carry out that responsibility of sowing. Go out there and preach the gospel. Let souls be converted. Let souls be won to the kingdom of God. It's our responsibility to do that. What does it mean to bear fruit? It means to bear the fruit of good works. There is the fruit of the Spirit we need to bear. There is the fruit of souls we need to bear. And there is the fruit of good works that we also need to bear as branch that we are. It's our responsibility to bear fruit. The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of souls. The fruits of good works. Good works. Matthew chapter 5 in verse 16, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, your fruits, and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Good works, your benevolence, your kindness, your good works, your character of giving, your character of charity is a way of bearing fruit as a branch. Something should lead you to people. You should be good to people. Your act of benevolence, your act of giving is a way of bearing fruit. So when we say we are one with Christ, we are one with Jesus, it means we have the same nature with Him. It means we are closely related to Him. Secondly, it's our responsibility to bear fruit. And it is Christ's responsibility to sustain us. He sustains us by giving us life. He sustains us by giving us grace, even by providing for us. Why is our responsibility to bear the fruit of the Spirit, to bear the fruit of souls, and to bear the fruit of good works? I see that grace coming upon you. Grace to begin to bear fruit. Remember Jesus said, if you do not bear fruit, He will cut you out. He will cut you off from the branch. But when you bear fruit, He purges you to bring forth more fruit. And Jesus did not say, here are the branch and you are to bring fruit. He said to bring forth much fruit. He said, as long as you are connected to me, you are to bring forth much fruit. Much fruit. Some of us have been bearing little fruits. But I come to encourage you and to motivate you to begin to bear much fruit. You have been winning souls, do it more. You have been hearing the fruit of the Spirit, do it more. You have been doing good works, do it more. It's our responsibility to bear much fruit. And I see that grace resting upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. The third fact about you and Jesus is that your relevance in life is determined by your connection with Christ. Say that again. Your relevance in life is determined by your connection with Christ. In that John chapter 15, and in verse 5, Jesus said, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. If ye abide in me, if you are connected to me, you will bring out much fruit. As long as you are connected to me, you will be relevant in life. But the moment you disconnect yourself, your relevance in life is not guaranteed. So our relevance as branches is tied to our connection to the vine, which is Jesus Christ. Now when I talk about connection, what are we talking about? Being connected to Christ. Let me show you. Colossians chapter 2. Our relevance in life is determined by our connection to Christ. So the moment you disconnect yourself, your relevance in life is not guaranteed, because the branch cannot survive alone without the vine. Once the vine is cut from the tree, that branch cannot bear fruit. That branch cannot be relevant. So if you must be relevant in life, if you must become a voice, if you must make exploit in your generation, it is tied to your connection with Christ. In Colossians chapter 2 verse 6, it says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. The way you got connected to Christ is the way you remain connected. Now, how do you got connected to Christ, or how do you receive Christ? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse 8, it says, ye are saved by the grace of God through faith. So, and in Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and 10, it said, if ye confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, ye shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, how you receive Christ is through faith. How you became born again is faith in Christ. And scripture says that the way you have received him, that is the way you should walk in him. That is the way you abide in him. That is the way you get connected to him. How do you get connected to him? By faith. You receive Jesus by faith. And you walk in him by faith. You receive Jesus by faith. And you remain in him by faith. So when Jesus said, "Ye are the branch, if ye abide in me," he's talking about if you continue in faith, if you continue in the faith, if you continue in the faith, just the way you receive me by believing in me, you continue in me by believing in me. You hold on to your the profession of your faith. Okay, Hebrews chapter 10. Look at what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10 and in verse 23. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23. Scripture says, "Not forsaking the assembly." Okay, no, verse 23. It says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith." Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. This is how you remain connected. In verse 38 and 39, he said, "Now the just shall live by faith." You are just. You are justified. But how you live is by faith. How you remain connected is by faith. He said, "But if any man draw back, if anyone do not hold on to the profession of faith, do not live by faith," he said, "my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of our soul." So there's one thing for you to believe, and there's another thing for you to continue in faith. So your relevance in life is determined by your connection with Christ, in the sense that you continue in the faith in Christ Jesus. You continue in the profession of your faith. You continue believing Jesus. That is what the Bible means in Hebrews chapter 12 and in verse 2, where he said, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith." You look unto him, you keep on looking unto him. Your trust is completely on him. It's not tied to any man or to anything. Your faith is in Christ. As long as you remain connected to the vine, then you'll be relevant in life. That is how you can bear much fruit. Is there anything that is affecting your faith today? Many of us, our faith is getting weak. There are many people that even gave up their faith in Christ. They're backslidden. But Bible says we are not like them that backslid. We are not like them that draws back to perdition. We are like them that continue believing even to the saving of our soul. I believe you are not in the category of those that will draw back to perdition. I believe you are not in the category of those that will draw back. But in the category of them that we continue believing. We remain connected to the vine and become relevant in life. You will be relevant in life. You will not end up like your father. You will not end up like your mother. You will not end up like your younger one. Your life will be better than anyone in your generation. As long as you hold on to Christ, as long as you continue in the faith, as long as you continue in the profession of your faith, then your relevance in life is guaranteed. Let nothing separate you from the love of Christ. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Paul said in Romans chapter 8 verse 35. As long as you remain connected to Jesus, as long as you keep believing, you'll be relevant in life. That is the fact about you and Jesus. The three facts about you and Jesus, don't forget, you are one with him. Number two, it is your responsibility to bear fruits, and it is responsibility to sustain you. And number three, your relevance in life is determined by your connection with Him. And I believe you are connected to Him and you will remain connected. So you are going to be relevant in life. You are going to do exploit in life. You are going to be wealthy. You are going to make it in life. As long as you are connected as a branch to Jesus, who is the vine, then your relevance in life is guaranteed. I see you manifesting your relevance. I see you expressing the nature of Christ. I see you bearing fruits, the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of souls, the fruit of good works. I see you becoming relevant in life and in destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is hope for a tree that even though it be cut down, that it will sprout again. It will bud again. The tender branch will not cease because you are connected to Jesus. Because you are the branch. Because you are in Him. You are one with Him. You will make it in life. Are you blessed? Lift up your voice and just appreciate God for the word you have heard. I am one with Jesus. I am the branch. It is my responsibility to bear fruit. I will be relevant in life because I am connected with Him. I will bear much fruit. Lift up your voice and appreciate Him. Malatos kobeleko baranatos kabala rabanada balarata. Ikobeletons goberetam bruta balarabalaba baladash. Lift up your voice and appreciate God for revealing to us truth about we and Jesus. The truth about us and Jesus is that we are one with Him. We are the branch that is to bear fruit. And He is our sustainer. He is our sustainer. He is our source and our sustainer. Our relevance in life is guaranteed because we are connected with Jesus. Lift up your voice and appreciate Him. You are divine. I am the branches. Why don't you appreciate God for making us one with Christ? For us being related with Him. For us being part of His family. Father, we appreciate you. Thank you because you'll be relevant in life and destiny because we are connected to Jesus. In the name of Jesus. One prayer I'm going to pray, Lord. The grace to begin to bear much fruit. The fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of souls, the fruit of good works. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to begin to bear much fruit. The fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of souls, the fruit of good works. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you as a branch that you are in this vine. You will begin to bear much fruit in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the fruit of the Spirit find expression from you. Receive grace for soul winning. Receive grace for good works. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because you are connected to the vine and you remain connected, I decree and declare to your life, you will not die irrelevant. You will not die in mediocre. You will not die irrelevant. I speak to your life by the power of this word. Go in this might and do exploit for the kingdom. Go and bear much fruit. Go and become relevant to your family, relevant in your generation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because you are one with Jesus and you have the same nature with Him, begin to live that life of righteousness. Begin to express that life of holiness. As heir and joint heir with Christ, enjoy your inheritance in Christ. Begin to enjoy your inheritance in this family. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are blessed. You are lifted up. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you peace. In the name of